Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us back on the line is Rico Hizon from the Philippines. Rico, welcome back to Money FM. So great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Glenn, for having me.
Now, Rico, it came as quite a surprise to many of us that you had left Singapore. Your announcement that you were leaving the BBC came kind of quickly for a lot of us. Talk us through what's going on in your world today.
Well, I've been living and working in Singapore for 22 years. I really had a great time living there. But, my father is 92 years old. And I remember when I joined CNBC way back in 1995, I told him that I wanted to live my dream. And I moved to Hong Kong. And he said, okay, Rico, I'll give you 5 years. And then 5 years became 10, 10 became 15, 20 became 25. And then I said, it's about time. You know, he's reaching an age where I want to be around him. I have a very great dad, very kind and very generous. And when I told him about my decision to move back to Manila, he really was very, very happy. And
Well, that's great. But that must have been a big, that's a big moment for you, especially you're such an icon here in Singapore and across the BBC family. Your work here in Singapore for so many years now. Was that tough to make that leap, to make that decision to move back to Manila?
I was thinking about it over the past 2 years, because when my dad turned 90, we had a celebration. And after that, there were some little incidents that took place along the way over the past couple of years. So I told myself, this is the time. This is the time to be home in Manila and take care and see my dad more often instead of just coming home from Singapore maybe once or twice a month and seeing for the weekend.
Yeah.
Of course, it's very tough, again, having worked for BBC World News for more than 17 years.
Yeah,
I love BBC World News with my life. I love the people in London. I love the people in Singapore and all the correspondents around the world. We had great chemistry. We all had a great relationship. And until now, whenever they send me text messages, especially on Facebook, on social media, I'm really touched by everything that they say, that they miss me on air, that they miss all the food that I bring to the newsroom and all the interactions that we have. I love the guys in London. I always have a great time there whenever I'm there every year.
Yeah.
It was a tough decision, but I have to think of my family first, and that was the utmost priority for me to make that decision and take the leap of faith and move to Manila and join the CNN family.
Well, that's the next question. So now that you've announced that you're going to be the lead anchor in Manila for CNN International, talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Especially we are in this very challenging time in our lives. Of course, here in the Philippines, as we were talking about, the number of COVID cases have been increasing. And, we are basically in what you call an enhanced community quarantine in all of Luzon, because there are three main islands in the Philippines. You have Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. But of course, Luzon is where you have the business district of Makati, Manila. This is where all the action is taking place. So, it's my responsibility. Of course, while our brave frontliners are protecting and saving lives, you have the medical practitioners. You have the scientists, you have the people in the groceries, people in different, the military, the police. Of course, we in the media, Glenn, also have a vital role in response to this ongoing coronavirus pandemic because we have a different battle. We have a fight, we have to fight the rumors and misinformation, and we have to keep spreading the facts to empower people with information they need and trust. So that is basically my responsibility now as senior anchor for CNN Philippines. And I start on Monday. And, Glenn, I've been presenting morning news programs my whole broadcasting career since 1988. Mm. And now I'll be presenting an evening time program at 9 in the evening. So it's totally different for me. It's a world upside down in broadcasting for me.
We're talking to Rico. He's on, of course, the veteran BBC journalist, soon to be the CNN Philippines journalist. And Rico, of course, we have no doubt that you will uphold the high standards that you have are known for here in Singapore and across the BBC family now that you move on to a new challenge. And how does it feel, you know, to be back in the Philippines? Has it sunk in yet? And of course, you're going back at such a crazy time anyway. It must seem kind of surreal to you at this point to be going back there for a new full-time job at a new network in the era of COVID-19.
Yes, it is. I never thought that this would happen. You know, we are in very challenging times. I'm sure none of us, you or I, or anyone who's listening to your program, ever imagined that we would be in this situation. And of course, it is. It is very troubling for many of us. I even thought that I would be, you know, anchoring my first show on March 30th at 9 p.m. from a studio. But now a lot of broadcasters are doing their virtual newsrooms, presenting and anchoring from home.
Crazy. Unbelievable, huh?
Well, yeah.
Rico, we certainly wish you all the best in this newest chapter of your life. Rico Hizon, veteran journalist, and now based in the Philippines, and we hope that you will come back on weekend mornings many times in the future. And of course, good health
yes.
to all of you and your family and your colleagues in Manila.
Thank you very much for having me, Glenn, and I'll miss you and hope to see you back in Singapore. Thank you very much, Glenn.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.